Today is Monday, October 20th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life once a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Chicken and Waffles Day. It's also National Youth Confidence Day, National Clean Up Your Virtual Desktop Day, and National Brandied Fruit Day. None of those really pique my interest. I'm far away from youth. I mean, I want youth to be confident, sure. Don't we all? And I feel like you are really confident, though, when you're young. And maybe that's not... Maybe confident is the wrong word. I feel like... And this is from really just watching television and... Because I don't remember when I was young. But if I think back hard enough about it, I think, yeah, that makes sense. But it feels like when you're young, you will say things and do things and you just think that you know everything. And then you get older. So I feel like there is some I know everythingness about being young. Not in a bad way. You just don't know what you don't know yet, which is fine. Confidence maybe is, you know, a little something different because you can be really have low self-esteem, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there, I suppose, you know, it could be something different. All right. Well, we're going to explore how this once a week thing is going to work. I don't know. And I did not. I'm still thinking about, you know, am I breaking it up into segments? The today is part, you know, if I always do it on Mondays, you're only going to get Mondays. But what I was thinking is I would do something like, you know, pick one of my favorites per day of the week and then say Monday is National Chicken and Waffles Day. Tuesday is, you know, whatever. And then, you know, so we'll go through that and we will figure it out. We will figure it out together. But and, you know, is it going to be longer? Is it going to be the same length? I don't know. Length isn't everything. Size isn't everything. We do have some voicemails, so let's listen to that or those. Well, that one seems to be... So maybe it's a voicemail that was attempted once and then a recall. We'll try.
Hey, Adam. It's Tony in Illinois.
You don't know your name?
I heard that you're going to go down to one show a week. Probably.
I am.
I'm just wondering. It sucks, but I understand. Because that's one of the things that I listen to on my drive home.
I know.
Day,
I know, Tony.
So
and
I was wondering, if you go to one show a week, is it going to be a longer episode? Over 5 days.
I don't know. If you want to listen to...
Yeah, I was just wondering, is it going to be longer than like your normal 12, 13 minute show, or are you going to just keep it small? Okay. So I was wondering.
And it was one of the reasons that I, you know, didn't want... And thank you for your call, Tony, by the way. It's always appreciated. It was two calls. For some reason, the first one didn't work. It was 5 seconds of a call and the rest of it didn't work. But, or there was no audio. So I don't know if it was a butt dial. And then you're like, you know what? Yes, I will call Adam. So I think ultimately it may be a little bit longer. I'm really, like I've told you guys, I'm, you know, and I'll read a message from Gary here. He says, hey, Adam, we all know that women go through midlife crisis. Do we? That women go through midlife crisis. We know that women have menopause, but I don't know. I mean, that's a medical thing, right? He says, I also think men do too. Mine happened when I was in my mid-40s. Hang in there. Glad the little show is back. Yeah, I mean, there just are things in my life that have built up over time that I'm dealing with, and they've just gotten more and more prevalent. And so, you know, the anxiety and all the things that I'm dealing with, it just makes it hard for me to put out. I want the shows to be happy. I want you guys to enjoy listening, and I want to enjoy doing it. And so it's just, maybe one day I will go back to 5 days a week. You know, I don't plan on ever stopping doing this show completely. Plans, you know, I can't promise, because who knows what's going to happen in my life. But, you know, I don't plan on ever stopping, because this is the one show that I have complete control over. You know, if a co-host dies, I'm not wishing death on any co-host. But I mean, then, you know, one of my co-hosted shows, how do you do that? You can't continue that. So I like having my own, you know, this is my space of the internet where I can tell my story or whatever the case may be. But at the moment, it's just a struggle 5 days. So am I going through a midlife crisis? Who knows? But am I in the middle of my life? Yeah. I mean, age-wise, you would say 40s is around the middle of your life. But again, there are things that I've had mentally my whole entire life that I've pushed and pushed and pushed, and I'm just trying to work through some stuff. And one of them is I need to find another job, because my job is not good for my mental health at the moment. Again, nothing wrong with the people I work with, nothing wrong with my company. I'm just not suited. At least at this point in my life, I'm not suited to doing what I'm doing. And it's, you know, it's taking a toll. And so, yeah, there's enough introspection. Gary also says, Adam, I will miss your podcast 5 days a week. I'm pleased that you are trying to take care of yourself. I do pray for you. Thank you, Gary. I really enjoyed my American Baptist annual meeting last weekend. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And then Lamont says, hi, Adam. I fully support your move to one day a week. I binge listen anyway, so it will save me from having to wait through the intros and the outros. Take care, Lamont. Well, thank you, Lamont. And also, Daniel, we just talked about this on The Mix on Friday. What did we talk about? Oh, the messages are working, because I just got 3 messages and we use exactly the same technology. In fact, the exact same script even. So they're working. Although at first I didn't know they were new, because I started. This is why am I going into this? I don't know. But I started when I've read them. I marked them green in the spreadsheet. But the problem with that is the script that I use, when it adds a new row, Google Sheets thinks the row should be green because the row before it is also green. And so it adds a green row, and then I think, oh, they're all red, and I have to look at the dates. And it's just, you know, it's weird. Although I did, so there was a weird thing in Switzerland. Some of the Wi-Fi at some of the hotels, the way that you do, it's free Wi-Fi. But they say, okay, you're going to give us your phone number and we're going to send you a code. And that's the way you're going to verify yourself. But we were not using our American phone numbers in Switzerland. We had purchased these virtual SIM cards, but they were data only. They didn't have a phone number. So I figured out a trick, because the problem wasn't, I mean, I could give it my US phone number, but my phone was not receiving those text messages. And so what I realized was I could give it the Geeky Gay phone number, and then I could check the spreadsheet, and it totally worked. So I knew that the last 2 messages that I had prior to today were from Wi-Fi providers in Switzerland. So I knew they weren't, you know, from listeners. We'll say that. But it is working. So we will experience this together, folks. I don't know. I'm for now, I'm going to try to release these on Mondays. so that we do stay on some sort of schedule. And, you know, Sundays are usually free enough that I can record a show. And I don't currently record any podcasts on Sundays. I do edit the mix, but normally what I can do is I can sit down, edit the mix. The video takes a little bit of time to render. It actually took about 13 minutes to render just now. And so I can record while the video is rendering. And again, maybe it'll be longer. We'll see. Today's will be just a smidge longer, but not noticeably longer, because I haven't, again, if I make it longer, I'm going to have to come up with what that content is going to be. So we'll see. So we had a weekend. What did we do? Well, we're still kind of in the midst of the weekend, but what did we do? Well, Saturday, so we recorded the mix on Friday night. Oh my gosh. So you guys, I ordered food. I Grubhub too much, but I'm like, I don't feel like cooking. And I also don't feel like driving 20 minutes to go get fast food or whatever the case may be. So I do DoorDash or Grubhub or whatever too much. But Friday I was like, I don't feel like cooking. Boyfi, we're just going to order, I don't know, I think we ordered some Mexican food or something. So it wasn't fast food. It wasn't like, you know, Whataburger. It was some Mexican place. But anyway, I'm going to run out of time. And Tony's like, yeah, keep going. But I've already started playing the music, Tony. Sorry. But after the mix, I was hungry. And so anyway, when we ordered the food, it was late. You can listen to the mix, but it was late. And I was worried I wasn't going to have time to eat before we recorded the mix. It was the driver's fault. Yada, yada. Then I go on DoorDash. That was Grubhub. I go on DoorDash after the mix and I'm like, I'm just going to order Taco Bell. It says it'll take 20 minutes. And I wanted to go to bed, but I was hungry. So it took like an hour, over an hour for the food to arrive. So I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly shows at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Maybe a longer show. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.